Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the I am statements of Jesus today, John 11, 25 through 26. Again, we encourage you to share these devotionals with others and use it as a conversation starter and use it to start a spiritual conversation with a friend of yours. So Jesus said in John 11, 25, 26, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? So Mary and Martha were in the room when Lazarus died. They watched the illness slowly take him away until he closed his eyes and passed. They had called for Jesus, but he was slow in coming, or so it seemed. And we finally arrived after the burial. Martha was quick to tell him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Today's passage is our Lord's response. Jesus described himself as the resurrection and the life. Faith in him carries a person through death and back to life again. For those in Christ, death is simply a passage from temporal to eternal life. To demonstrate his power over death, Jesus raised Lazarus back to life in John 11. The resurrection of Lazarus set the stage for the resurrection of Jesus. On the cross, Jesus paid sin's penalty. The grave confirmed his death. God demonstrated his approval of Christ's work on the cross and his power over death by raising his son back to life. And believers follow Jesus through life, through death, and then into his glorious resurrection. Anyone who believes in Jesus will never die. I'm going to say that again. Anyone who trusts in Jesus as their Savior will never die. That's good news. My question is, do you believe that? Father, I pray for those who haven't believed in you as the one who sent his son to die on a cross, and Jesus did just that for our sins, and you raised him from the dead. I pray that today is the day they trust in you. I pray, Father, that today is the day when you work in their heart to allow them to be spiritually raised from spiritual death and begin an eternal life with you. I pray you would do that today. In Jesus' name, amen.